Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Now, what a week, lads. I mean, we saved the zoo. I stayed off the booze during the week. And now to top it all off, it's time for...
S-R-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friday Friends.
Yeah. It's that time of the week where we look back at all the stuff you guys were calling in about. And today, my friend is comedian Michael Fry. He's on the line. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Jennifer. How's it going?
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on International Children's Day. I'm a massive child myself, so really appropriate.
Perfect. You're perfect. Speaking about when you were a child, we were talking about the Leaving Cert during the week. We got great calls from people all over the country who made their own way in life, let's just say, after not doing great in the Leaving Cert. How did you do in your Leaving?
I actually did really well in my Leaving Cert.
Ooh.
But I wouldn't be a strong advocate of it because where has it gotten me is my question. So
yeah, what happened that you ended up making internet videos for a living?
I don't know. See, I did French in college and I worked for the tourist board for a little while, but I think the online stuff just took off and now that's my job. And I look back at my Leaving Cert, I look back at like getting into college and all that kind of stuff. It's like, wow, that was all really irrelevant and a massive waste of time. So I'm sure it isn't for most like doctors and dentists and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But for me, the rank and file clown, it doesn't exactly, hasn't exactly served me that well.
Michael, are you the only one in your family without a real job?
My older brother has a master's degree in mechanical engineering. My younger brother is doing a PhD in genetics and the other one is doing law. So I don't have a real job per se, but I mean, the real world doesn't really exist anymore. We're all inside. So, I mean, I'm incredibly powerful.
Who's laughing now?
Because, I'm in the internet all the time and so is everyone else.
Perfect. Listen, on Monday, my colleague Cormac Battle basically said I was the sweariest person he's ever met. But just to clarify, I only bring out the C word on special occasions. Do you enjoy a good swear word?
I love swearing. And this probably isn't the right slot during the day to discuss this, if I'm very honest. But I very nearly did swear in radio, or I did actually swear in radio a little while ago. I said the F word. And it was like one of my first appearances. And I was like, oh, my God, I have ruined my whole career with one word.
Yeah.
But I love it. I think it's a generational thing. Like my parents absolutely hate it. But I think it's one of the most useful things we have. It's a nice stress reliever. The F word is like one of the most adaptable words in the English language. It's a noun, it's a verb, it is an adverb. It's amazing.
Now, listen, you've just moved back from London. Are the swearing rules different over there?
They are absolute. Yeah. They're not as sweary as we are. They're really weird about it.
They're weird about it. Oh, but I think in certain parts, because there's nothing like hearing a Cockney person tell you to F off.
Yeah, or a Glaswegian or a Northerner.
Yeah.
But in London, I was working with a lot of Southerners and they're not a fan of it.
Okay. Well, another way of talking we were on about is the comply salt, right? Rolls off the tongue. You know, like someone saying that, oh, you scrub up well and, oh, you know, the bit of weight suits you. What kind of odd Irish comments do you get on your sketches? Because you just put yourself out there. Do you get anything mad back?
Yeah, I do. Some people are a bit sexual, which is a bit weird, which I don't really expect. I'm kind of like, well, what's wrong with you that you find me attractive? But I did have this girl once slide into my DMs and she was drunk and she was like, oh, did you get your lips done? And I was like, why would you say that to me? That's not a compliment at all. a bit of weird stuff, but not as weird as I would say a lot of women online or anybody else. I'm a white man. I don't get anything.
You're totally fine. Yesterday I heard so many stories of stuff people working in retail just have to put up with. And I was shocked because we triggered so many people because we were talking about, you know, in the next couple of weeks, Penny's is going to open 24 hours and they're trying to make the money back and Christmas is upon us and it's going to be mad. And retail workers were, I think, crying in a corner, rocking themselves back and forth. Have you any weird work experiences that you want to share?
I do, absolutely.
Go
the
on.
General public are absolutely insane. And I worked at possibly one of the more insane kind of call center jobs. I worked for a very popular family history website that does DNA tests. And so you can imagine the kind of people who ring there, because sometimes they get a DNA result and they're like, oh my God, I'm related to Jesus. Need to deal with that for a little while. Or we get people being like, because it's a saliva sample, we get emails like, my toddler wriggles a lot. Can I use a sample of fecal matter? And then you have to write back in the email, you have to answer the call and be like, under no circumstances are you to send fecal matter to this office. but we got it. We got fecal matter. We got like dog saliva. We got everything. It's crazy.
Stop it. This is the thing I found out yesterday, because people were vile and were stupid. You know? It's like, it's what is wrong? And that combination is not good. Vile and stupid. Like, you're just, that is awful. Have you had any other weird jobs, or are you in the weirdest job?
I've had a very weird job at a warehouse.
Go on.
So anybody who's worked at a warehouse, you will know that sometimes animals will come in, whether that be mice or birds. And sometimes my job was to chase the bird out of the warehouse. And sometimes they don't quite make it out, and you're sweeping under the shelves and you pull out a skeleton. You're like, oh, you throw the skeleton away.
That's so sad. Well, first of all, it's a really sad job that your job was to chase birds out of a warehouse. And then you had to sweep them up. Oh no, that's not good at all. So, but listen, how's life for you at the moment? Are you busy? Are you ticking away making videos?
I am busy at the moment, actually. So I'm back home in Ireland and I am just making videos full time at the moment, doing lots of bits and pieces. So I'm doing something with the International Comedy Film Festival that's taking place in Dublin this month.
Right.
I am doing various bits and pieces on the radio and then just continuing on with my usual nonsense and seeing where that gets me.
Where do you get your inspiration for your nonsense? Do you just watch the news? Is that it?
That's pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
My parents used to listen to news talk a lot, and so I try and make fun of them as much as I can.
Oh, that's good.
So it's all media based.
Brilliant. Well, listen, thank you so much for being my friend this week. Michael is at Big Dirty Fry on Instagram and all other socials. Michael, have a good one.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
See
you
soon.
Bye.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.